This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report brought to you by Purple Wave, the trusted no-reserve equipment auction marketplace. For more information, see purplewave.com. I'm Roger McOwen. An intentionally defective grantor trust, or IDGET, is a tool used in estate planning to keep assets out of the grantor's estate at death. The grantor is responsible for paying income tax on the trust earnings, and the IRS has historically treated those tax payments as not being gifts to the beneficiaries. If the tax burden proves to be too much, it's been possible to give an independent trustee discretion to distribute funds from the trust to the grantor for making those tax payments without a gift being created. But now IRS says that a reimbursement clause in an IDGET does trigger gift tax when the trustee distributes trust funds to the grantor. This will matter for some farm and ranch estate plans. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McOwen.
This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Jamie Pagel-Witz-Pollack, the chairwoman here at Pagel Family Businesses.
Well, here we raise our calves, heifers, and cows. We are taking care of our animals from day one. So we have our calf ranch, which is about 5 miles down the road. Our heifer location is about 1 hour away. And we are milking about 12,000 milking cows at multiple sites. We do also haul our own milk now, so we're in control of our milk. And we are making cheese right here on site. We make cheese curds, string, whips, and snow cheddar.
And when you say cheese, we're not just talking any cheese, we're talking award-winning cheese.
Yeah, so currently we are making curd, whip, and string, and we've won many awards, and we have a high quality, and I think a lot of it, again, is the quality of the milk that's going into that cheese, and the love that our employees put into that cheese makes it a little bit better, too.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
American cattle news. We hear of rotational grazing, but is it something we can actually use? More after this.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Talking rotational grazing, Sandy Johnson at Kansas State.
What we found out here is our length of grazing period is usually 30 to 40 days at the max. And so, you know, on some of the early things that that they grazed, if you do that in a rotational fashion and you have some moisture, graze this piece, move on to the next, there's a possibility that you could come back to that earliest graze again in a really optimal moisture year. But that's not necessarily always the case. But as we've worked with these systems, there's certainly been times where, there's just as much on that first grazed rotational spot as the ungrazed areas. When you're not in that type of moisture situation, you know, then the rotational certainly helps protect you and, you know, your ability to get in and take forage off a place, you know, a piece of ground and move on to the next is really the way to utilize the forage best. If you use some type of strip grazing, you know, tied all into this is what your water source is. And, you know, if you strip graze and allow them to walk back over what they previously grazed, if we have some moisture situation, then they may be tempted to come back to that new lush regrowth. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of it depends on what that best method is. But suggestion is to use your portable fencing and think about how you can best allocate that. And, you know, there's some good forage there that can be used to, you know, delay your use of native pastures if you're willing to spend a little bit of time and thought in applying it.
American Cattle News.